This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Margarito Garza Jr. Date of birth, February the 4th, 1980. Case ID number is 6599230. Date of exam, October the 17th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. From All Family Valley Clinic, dated 7/10/2023. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of kidney disease, liver disease, and right knee pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in December of 2022, where he was a truck driver for 24 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits and has never received anything in the past. Allegations number one, kidney disease, number two, liver disease, and number three, right knee pain. History of allegations, number one, kidney disease / chronic kidney disorder. The claimant states that in 2015, he was diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, stage four. The claimant has a history of multiple urolithiasis and has had hematuria, pain, and frequent urinary tract infections. He denies being on dialysis and has been diagnosed with stage four renal failure. No surgery has been performed, and he was also diagnosed with large polycystic kidneys and cysts that are impinging on the liver as well. He was started on Genacu 45 milligrams QAM and 15 milligrams QPM. The medicine is Jynarque. It's J-Y-N-A-R-Q-U-E, and it is for renal failure. His condition at this time is stable, and he has not been further evaluated for possible dialysis in the future at this time. There are no lab tests or any records to identify where his BUN, creatinine, or glomerular filtration rate is at this time. Allegation number two. In January 2023, the claimant was having sharp pains in the right upper quadrant and was told that the cysts were impinging on his right liver. He states that the character of the pain is an aching, sharp pain located mainly in the right upper quadrant and abdominal area that radiates down to both sides and flanks of his body. He states that he has the pain 24 hours per day. The associated symptoms include nausea, diarrhea once a week, constipation, melena, hematemesis, weakness, but no weight loss. The claimant is food intolerant to spicy foods that give him severe gastritis. He was diagnosed with a cystic lesion of the liver, most likely coming from impingement of his cystic disease of the right kidney. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number three, right knee pain. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to notice that his right knee was giving out on him and that it was buckling backward. The claimant did fall off the porch and sustained injury to the right knee. No x-rays were performed. He denies any fractures, surgeries, but has been given 4 injections in the lumbar sacral spine area. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He states he feels pain around the patellar area. His limitations include being able to walk one half block, stand for 10 minutes, climb three steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He does have a right knee brace that he uses all the time, along with a cane. The claimant states he is unable to sweep at this time. His physician is Dr. Rocky Salinas. He is presently on gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID, which he states does give some relief. He does no other physical activity at this time. Family history. His father is 66 and suffers from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, cerebral vascular accident, and myocardial infarction. His mother is 70 in good health. Medications, Jynarque, 45 milligrams QAM and 15 milligrams QPM. Veterinarian liniment gel applied TID to affected area. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD. Oxybutrin, 10 milligrams QD. Losartan, 100 milligrams QD. Vitamin D3, 1,000 international units QD. Renovite vitamins, 1 PO QD. Medical problems, hypertension, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with urolithiasis, and also history of polycystic renal disease, history of cystic lesion in the liver, morbid obesity, right knee pain, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states he drank 1 6-pack of beers every weekend for 23 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He also states that the last time he used cocaine was in 1997. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 277 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches tall. BP, 149 over 104 mmHg. Second reading, 144 over 94 mmHg. Heart rate, 81 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 45. General. This is a 43-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Could you drop down to the Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/15. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese and physical exam was difficult. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has peripatellar tenderness around his patellar area on the right knee. His stability appears to be intact, and there is no sign of instability or any signs of meniscal tears. The claimant did present with a right knee brace. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant did have multiple tattoos all over his body. Neurological? Sorry, could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. He did present with a cane and a right knee brace. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the device and did not attempt to walk around the room without the device. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness around the right knee patellar area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant does have a stable knee at this time. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was not able to forward flex in the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in both shoulder areas, and decreased range of motion of both knees. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is mildly decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on the left foot, but was unable to stand on the right foot and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. The claimant does have a cane and appears to need the use of his right cane for his right leg area. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for right peripatellar pain syndrome, which might be coming from inflammation. He is unable to heel and toe walk at this time and does have difficulty walking at a tandem rate, especially without a cane. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to right knee pain and lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant claims that he does have renal failure, but there's no medical documentation to support that. Probable diagnoses. Number one, kidney disease, dash, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. He is taking medication at this time to preserve his kidney function. He has been told that he is stage 4 renal failure. Allegation number two, liver disease, secondary to cyst formation. Dash appears to be stable at this time. There is no documentation to confirm this diagnosis as well. Number three, right knee pain. Dash, more likely than not, a peripatellar inflammation. Physical exam appears to be grossly normal, and the knee is stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Margarito Garza, Jr.